and it was originally developed for internal use for GSA's ITS Integrated Technology Service portfolio to allow them to measure their greenhouse gas emissions. After Executive Order 13514 was signed in October last year.
And she doesn't even have it written down, I'll tell people. She has it memorized. After this executive order comes out, you say, hey, we got something here.
We have this tool. It's already in development, and we can enhance it to adhere to, you know, the new GHG reporting guidance that's just came out yesterday.
Let's visually paint a picture for how people, how does it work? Walk people through it.
The beginning of the process when you're developing your inventory, we look at it in stages. You're creating, you're designing your inventory. So you're going to start loading in your site-specific information and your agency information into a profile. From that point, you can start creating scenarios of particular facilities, and you can group those scenarios together, say, from a site level, facility level, region, or enterprise level, agency level. So once you start to develop those scenarios, then you would start inputting information specific to the different scopes relating to the greenhouse gases that are associated at that facility. Those facilities then would roll up into your comprehensive inventory. But there's other pieces within the tool that are helpful. There's a return on investment calculator that'll help you understand, you know, the 10-year investment return on investment for
green investments. So if I put in windows, how long will it take for those to pay for themselves?
Right. It's based on 10 common green investments, including solar, using, changing out interior, exterior lighting. But it basically gives you the 10 back return on investment for those particular investments. There's also what we call the senior management dashboard, which allows you to see real-time information on where you stand with your greenhouse gas emissions.
Wow.
And if you made program changes, such as increasing telework or going to video teleconferencing, how much greenhouse gas emissions would be associated with those changes. So it's very user-friendly, user-intuitive type of web-based tool.
So, and this doesn't track where things are being spent right now, so it's not like a real-time dashboard the way many people talk about them, like the IT dashboard. This is, if I change this, hold on, what would that do? It essentially allows you to say, is it worth the time and energy I'm going to spend doing this, right?
Yeah, it snaps to your baseline information, whatever information you've input for your different scopes for your facility. And then you can use a slider mechanism to increase participation in programs to allow you to see the results. So it's great for setting targets and reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
And the overall goal, of course, is to, I mean, it seems like one of the more difficult things through this whole thing is measuring. They always say you measure, you get what you measure. So if you know how much you're, where you are and how you're going to reduce it, this helps you do all that.
Exactly. You cannot manage what you don't measure.
Yeah.
So this gets you, basically you start to measure your greenhouse gas emissions. You develop your comprehensive inventory. From that information, it's granular enough in nature. You can set targets and measure those targets and monitor your progress as you go from year to year.
And I know you've been walking people through it in amongst various agencies. And it's all web-based? People can.
It is web-based.
Great. So, and as folks, it must help folks understand this in a more concrete way.
It does. It's developed in a very user friendly way. It's developed similar to a tax preparation software package where you don't have to be a tax expert to do your taxes because the software walks you through the process. The carbon footprint tool does the same thing. So it's very embedded guidance tools, tool tips that are rollover tool tips within the tool. So a lot of assistance and information as you move through the progress.
And I know one of the things that often can feel very intimidating about the green stuff is you start looking at all the energy things. Okay, so I fly to a conference. Do those kinds of things get calculated in here?
They do get calculated. Your business commuter information is calculated as one of the scopes. We also have a commuter survey that's calculated. So you can deploy a commuter survey out to your employees and find out, you know, survey them on their commuter habits. Which would feed into your Scope 3 greenhouse gas emissions.
And the people that this is really designed for is the sustainability officers, is the supervisor. Who should be doing this?
Well, there's two levels of account management, I would say. We're targeting this at the senior sustainability officer level. They have the actual authority to determine whether agency is ready to officially register to use the tool, and they would also act as the account administrator. So there would determine who the users out in the field would be that would be inputting the data for the comprehensive inventory.
And are there ways where you could let people see where we stand? And because I think if I as Joe or Joanna Fed out there could see this and where that is and how we're making changes, all of a sudden makes it more clear, makes me almost feel more involved in the process. Is there a way to do that, to share this information, I guess?
There is a way to do that internally. There's reporting features. We also are adding an ad hoc reporting feature function that will be in place in December to allow you to slice and dice the information, download reports, share it within an agency so everyone is on board with where you're going with your greenhouse gas.
And you mentioned, and that was one of the other questions, I know you, it's always, what have you done for me lately? You just finished this and got it and are now taking it out to folks, but I know you're also thinking about, okay, what can we do next and how can we improve this? What's on the horizon?
Well, on the horizon, we really look at this as a federal agency-driven project. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's free for federal agencies, but we want to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Right.
And so we are constantly in our customer outreach talking to agencies about what features would you like to see inside the tool.
But I imagine people go, wouldn't it be great if? And you love those people and you hate those people.
We've had a lot of good feedback, and we are actually capturing that information, and we will incorporate that in the future and take that into consideration.
And it's one of the nice things about web-based tools is you can, you can do it kind of easily. It's not, I know it's not that easy, but you can, it's not as difficult as rolling out a whole new software platform.
Exactly. We look at this as a phased development. Right now, this year, we were really trying to adhere to the greenhouse gas accounting and reporting guidance, but other functionality that would make it more user-friendly can be incorporated in further iterations.
And as the White House just put out their guidance on measuring these, the two things gel with one another?
Oh, definitely. This was a collaborative effort between CEQ, Department of Energy, and GSA. The backbone to the carbon footprint tool is the guidance that you're referencing. So without that guidance, we would not have the measurements or have built the tool to adhere to the requirement for a comprehensive inventory.